care system in general, the United States spends more on public mental illness services than most other countries, yet this funding results in significantly poorer services. The United States excels in putting people with serious mental illness in jails and prisons, or leaving them on the streets to fend for themselves. The problem is not a lack of funding, but rather how the funds are spent. We say that many of our sickest patients have a thinking disorder, yet the thinking that created the current mental illness treatment funding system is much more disordered than the thinking of our patients. Imagine having a $3.7 billion federal agency that is supposed to be coordinating federal policies for individuals with serious mental illness, but among its 575 employees, it does not have a single psychiatrist. This was the situation with the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, or SAMHSA. And at the state level, things are not much better. Currently, only 3 states employ psychiatrists to oversee the state mental illness treatment system. A leadership void created the current mental illness mess. Insane Consequences is one of the most important books written on how to reform the system. D.J. Jaffe is the consummate public advocate. I know of nobody in the mental illness/mental health field who works as hard as he does or is as effective. When the Government Accountability Office, GAO, issues a relevant report, DJ reads all 128 pages plus the appendix, while the rest of us read only the executive summary. When the U.S. Senate introduces relevant legislation, DJ reads the entire bill, most of which is written in federal legalese. The rest of us just wait for someone else to summarize it. He is an expert in exploring government websites to fish out those small but damaging facts that the government agency retrospectively wishes it had not released. Many of us who advocate for improved mental illness services for individuals with serious mental illness have used DJ's findings and ideas many times. He is invariably generous and selfless in sharing what he has found, never asking to be publicly credited. Because DJ has studied the mental illness/mental health field so thoroughly, his ideas for reforming it deserve careful attention. DJ Jaffe represents the very best principles of democracy. One man really can make a difference. It has been a great pleasure to have worked with him for over 20 years, and it is an honor to contribute a foreword to this fine book. E. Fuller Torrey, M.D., Bethesda, Maryland, January 2017. Author's Notes. Definitions. Where possible, this book differentiates between serious mental illness, SMI, and any mental illness. Briefly, mental illness encompasses the over 300 diagnoses listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, DSM. Serious mental illnesses are the subset that substantially interfere with or limit the ability for someone to engage in major life activities. See chapters 4 and 5. The book also differentiates between mental health advocates who don't advocate for the most seriously ill and mental illness advocates who do. In the mental health industry, peers and consumers refer to people who have a mental illness, used mental health services, or received a diagnosis. Anti-psychiatry refers to groups and individuals who generally deny that mental illness exists or that treatment is useful. They believe both treatment and psychiatry are damage or torture. Studies and interviews. Because single studies can be found to support any position, we examined multiple studies, often relying on collections created by the Treatment Advocacy Center, TAC or TAC, or Mental Illness Policy Org, MIPO. Where possible, we quoted studies appertaining to serious mental illness, not any mental illness. We tried to provide URLs for the studies when they were available, or to the abstract when they were not. However,